Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy. Yesterday's gone.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about the view of a Christian. My guest today will be Richard Salas. He is the author of the new book, The View of a Christian. When asked, how should we see ourselves? Richard says, God's view of us in Christ is to be the view we have of ourselves. And of course, you can pick up a copy of this book on Amazon and where books are sold. So let me tell you a little bit, let me tell you a little bit about Richard. Richard Salas lives in Waterloo, Iowa. He's shared the word of God in various states throughout America. He has been used to organize and teach Sunday school programs, Bible study groups, and lead church service. With his straightforward approach in proclaiming the word, both men and women are encouraged, inspired, and transformed, believing they could have personal success in their Christian relationship with God, themselves, and others. Now, The View of a Christian is available in the Kindle edition as well as in paperback and hardcover. So I love that you can get the Kindle version, the hardcover, as well as the paperback. Now, when we look at the Amazon version of the book, or I should say, the platform of Amazon where you can purchase the book, there are 8 reviews, and they are all 8-star. I'm sorry, all 8 of them are 5-star reviews. Come on, mouth, let's work. So I'm sure that Richard is really excited about that. Being a fellow author, we want to have those positive reviews. We want people to be open and honest and frank with us. So there's nothing like getting that positive reinforcement that what you have done is actually helping. Unfortunately, we do not have Richard on the line at this particular time. So I will visit with Amazon in a few moments to go on and read those reviews to you and let you know what's going on there. But before we do that, I want to take a moment to thank my beautiful audience out there who continues to listen and who is just absolutely amazing. Thanks, you guys, for all that you do. You know that I like to mention my top countries that are out there who consistently tune in and listen. And sometimes we have some new ones. And this week, we have a new one. So I want to make sure that I mention them as well. Well, coming in first place is the wonderful, beautiful, my home country, the United States of America. Thank you so much for coming in as my top listening audience. Number 2 is the United Kingdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And hello, cousins across the pond. Thank you so much for tuning in. Number 3 are our folks and friends in Hong Kong. Thank you, Hong Kong, for coming in. It just updated, and you know what? I have to change that. Hong Kong, you are in second place. Thank you so much, Hong Kong, for coming in second. United Kingdom, you are now in third place. Thank you, United Kingdom, just the same. Then we have our folks and friends that are over in Ireland. Thank you, Ireland, for coming in fourth. I appreciate your tuning in. And last but not least, in fifth place, and our new listing is Costa Rica. Thank you so much. much to our folks and friends in Costa Rica. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for getting your sales on the board. I appreciate that so very much. You guys know that I'm always, even if it's on Twitter, I'm giving a shout out to the folks, either the countries or their cities, that are tuning in most. And hey, you guys, I love it. Where would I be without you sitting around twiddling my thumbs? So thank you so much for tuning in and making sure that we are a top voted show. Now, you guys know me. I'm not going to literally be sitting around twiddling my thumbs. I'm going to get out and make it happen. Now, if you are not on social media, make sure that you are on social media with me, that you are following me, and you are keeping up with what I'm doing. Now, if you want to follow me, please be sure on Twitter and Facebook to go to Dr. Angela Chester. Facebook and Twitter, you want to follow me at Dr. Angela Chester. If you want inspiration and you are on Instagram, you're going to follow me on Dr. Angela C. That's Dr. Angela C. on Instagram. But I also want you to follow this show. Follow the show. And you will do that by going to facebook.com/ Modern Living Online. That is Modern Living Online. We want to make sure that you guys are interacting with me, that I am hearing from you, and that I am doing what you want for me to do for the programs. You know what I mean? We want to make sure that we are sharing and we are giving you the content that you want to hear. We definitely want you to be happy with the stuff that we are bringing out. And I think that we are by your constantly tuning in, consistently tuning in and making our show one of the top shows. Thank you so very much for that. That's facebook.com, Modern Living Online. Facebook, Twitter, Dr. Angela Chester, Instagram, Dr. Angela. Well, you guys, let's go on and take a very short break, and we will see if we have anyone on the line. We'll be back right after this.
Wouldn't it be great if babies came with instruction manuals? Introducing the groundbreaking video series, Being with Infants. Presented by world-renowned child specialist and Montessori teacher trainer, Beverly Kovach. With hours of individual lessons and demonstrations on feeding, diapering, sleep, play, environment, and much more, Being with Infants is the perfect gift for any new parent. 5-star rated. Being with Infants, now playing on Amazon Instant Video.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. It looks like our guest author, Richard Salas, is not going to be able to join us today. So let's go on over to his Amazon page. And let's take a look at some of these reviews and what it says about his book. The description reads as follows. In every person's heart, there's an image, a picture review ourselves by. Everything we speak, think, and do is governed by it. We believe we struggle with things, but truthfully, our struggle is about the view we establish in our heart. God provided the perfect view for us in Christ Jesus. He has perfected the view we are to have of ourselves. And in the view of a Christian, the view God has of us will transform our lives. In the view of a Christian, God views us to be well-equipped to view ourselves through his eyes. If we are new to the Christian faith, our seasons in our walk, developing the correct view will equip you to understand how God sees you in Christ, equip you to enter the promises of God, overcome obstacles that appear to hold you back, and inspire you in your faith to develop a more intimate relationship with God. Now, the length of this book is 110 pages, which is a good size book, which means that you can sit down and actually, you know, get some meat. There's some meat there. You can sink your teeth in it. The publisher is Westbow Press. That is Westbow Press. And of course, you know that it is available here on Amazon, but it's also available where books are sold. Now, if you want to know more about the book, of course, you can visit on Amazon. And his name is Richard Salas. That's R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Salas is S-A-L-L-I-S. And it is entitled The View of a Christian. When you see it, it has a magnifying glass on it as though we are examining ourselves. Okay? So at some of these reviews. There's one review here by a Megan, and it says it is a great book that will help anyone searching for truth too. And her explanation is this: The View of a Christian is a well-written book that gives life-changing truth presented in a way that is approachable for everyone. All of us start out with the wrong view because of sin. This book shows the heart of God, of how he sees us. To walk with God and to live the life that he has for us, we have to agree with how he sees us. This book will help us see ourselves as God does in Christ. It's a great book that will help anyone searching for truth to know God more. It is the truth we need and an investment worth making. Okay, so let's keep scrolling down and let's read this one by Clara. And her title of the review is, I love this book because it's a book I was given. It says, I love this book because in this book I was given answers to questions that was always on my mind, questions about myself and God. For example, why are we here? Why I do what I do? Does anyone care, especially God, why people treat me the way they do? I thank God for this book. He gave me my way to see God, myself, and others. And I love it. So let's read the most recent review, and it is by a gentleman named William. And he entitled his review, 5 stars. Quite simple. This is what it reads. Down to earth, life-changing truth. Now, I think that that is a very wonderful review. If I got that review for one of my on one of my books, I would be happy with that. It's not, you know, a bunch of words, but I like the words that have been stated. So I am sure that Richard would like those words as well. If you, listener, would like to get a copy of this book, again, it is listed in our description. There, if you are listening on any type of enhanced version, of course, you know that you can simply click on that link and you will be taken directly to the page. If not, you can highlight, right click and go, and it will take you to the Amazon page. Now, let's say that you like to purchase your books on a different platform. Nothing wrong with that. You would simply put in Richard's name, Richard Salas, put in the title of his book, The View of a Christian, and it will populate on the platform that you are utilizing. You guys know that you can also go to your local bookstore, and if you have the ISBN number, you can purchase from your local bookstore. So how do you find the ISBN number for the books? Well, if you have access to the internet, you can always go on Amazon, because Amazon, more times than not, is going to have a copy of the book, right? It is one of the best places to find the book that you want. If you scroll down to the product details, you will find the ISBN number listed there. Okay. Now, for some books, you will see that it doesn't have the ISBN number listed. What you will have is the ASIN number. You can take that number and give it to your local them confirm whether or not that is the book. You can let them know it was published by West Bow Press. And if nothing else, you can always visit West Bow Press. Well, thanks you guys so much for tuning in and listening today. I hope that you have enjoyed this particular episode. The one thing that I want you to remember, if you are a Christian, how should you see yourself through the eyes of Christ? What type of heart should you have? You should have. And what type of relationship should you have with your neighbor, that you should love your neighbor and that you would be willing to lay down yourself for that neighbor, because you know that he is your brother and sister in Christ. He is your joint heir as well. So I hope that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day. I hope that you had a great Memorial Day. And a quick thought on that is this: as a daughter of an Air Force veteran, I thank all of my veterans for your service. To those who gave some, to those who gave all, I salute your service. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us safe, for keeping and maintaining the freedoms not only of this country, but for those that we are fighting for. I thank you so much for that. Have an awesome, awesome day, everyone. May the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all you do. Until next time, Be awesome, everyone. Bye-bye.